K.R. the Gandhian. K.R. has been my friend since childhood. You can call it a superb stroke of divinity. He has been with me in school, college, and service. Now that we've retired, we keep meeting at least once a week or talk on telephone for more than normal lengths of time. KR comes from a middle-class family, but when he was just about to take his matriculation examination, his father had to undergo an operation for glaucoma that unfortunately turned him blind for life. But KR took it in his stride. At school, he had read about some of the Gandhian principles that touched topics like non-violence, cooperation, and all-round development of mind, body, and a spirit. Immensely influenced by these principles, he quietly started practicing them in life. Like me, he was madly in love with cricket. He has told me many times he wanted to become a cricketer. But in those days, it was very difficult for middle-class boys to even think of playing the game because cricket was well beyond affordable limits. But KR was undeterred. He started a cricket club and asked his friends and others to join him in the fray. He promised net practice to the members for 6 months, from September to February, for ₹7 only per annum. But every member was expected to collect ₹1 per month from at least 10 neighboring houses. This meant that each member would bring ₹120 plus his own ₹7 every year. Soon, we had about 40 members, and that meant we had an approximate budget of ₹5,000, which was clearly three times more than the normal allocation in a good government college. Just a rupee every month for a family was simply so meager and acceptable that they thought they readily would, as they were contributing to a good cause. KR himself would make simple visiting cards out of a blank foolscap sheet. He'd write KR, oblique for Secretary, Raipur Jimkhana Cricket Club, on each card, and would visit office heads like the chief engineer, or the civil surgeon, or the district forest officer, or the like. He'd push in his card through the PM and talk to the officer when called. He presented his case, and this is very important, in English. Those were the days, he recalls. No one said no. We used to take out 3 to 4 new balls every day for nets. Every opening batsman has sufficient practice of facing the new ball every day, has had all the new ball bowlers of hurling the red cherry with new red cherry with pace and swing. We played cricket like real lords. KR recalls our team for a match carried 11 bats, 11 pairs of gloves, and 11 pairs of pads, and a box of 6 new balls just to show off. Who says cricket is the king of all the games and the game for all the kings? I tell him such is the level of the power in a cooperative approach. KR could not become a cricketer. He is retired as a professor of physics, but he has quietly followed the Gandhian principles in life. He hasn't told me, but I know how he managed to help a fakir get his daughter married. This fakir, I later came to know, had approached KR's hub after getting to know about his philanthropic helping hand. In those days, rupees 2,000 was a big amount, and he requested KR Saab to help him with rupees 2,000 against papers of his government. The fakir promised to return rupees 100 every month. KR didn't take the papers, but collected rupees 100 each from 20 persons. He convinced them to come forward and help in a just cause. These 20 benefactors were invited to the wedding, and they were gracious enough to be there in the ceremony. After a month, when the fakir gave KR rupees 100, to be paid back to one of them, KR told him no one wanted the money as it was help, not loan. Much later, when I asked KR about this wedding, he told me that this fakir was a Muslim and a murid, disciple of a reputable saint of Pir Sahib, Guru Dev, a murshid of about a lakh of murids. About 300 of these murids, the fakirs, peer bhais, guru bhais, were present at the ceremony and the dinner of baghare chawal and dal. I thought if only each peer bhai had contributed just rupee 1 to this fakir, he would have had a lakh of rupees for the wedding. When I asked KR, now I must reveal he is a Hindu, what he thought about this, he said he wouldn't bother about all these things. He thought he ought to have done what he needed to, no matter what. Where have all the KRs gone?